To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. You can start the recording up there now if you want. It should work. I think.
Okay.
All right, roll call.
You can see me.
Tell me if it's correct.
I think it is. I read it.
No glasses?
Well,
that's the same stuff. The most rinsed and the effective stuff.
I make a motion that we accept the minutes as is.
I was
concentrating.
Reading it.
All right, I don't have any communications for this month other than fixing your email, whatever you need fixing. Make that up to Paul. I'm not sure what the problem is, but you aren't getting some of them.
Who's having that problem?
Apparently I am.
Oh, okay. I'd be happy to talk to you about it.
I sent David stuff. You're good, right, David?
Yeah, you sent me one earlier. Yeah. And then my attorney replied to it about not being here. I got that.
Okay. Hold on a second. That should work.
All right, legislator
Holmes, you
with us.
Did
we get a report?
Yeah, I saw the report.
Daily facility checks and services.
Can I say we accept it as written?
Get rid of it.
What's that?
They're conflicting.
They're conflicting.
Yeah, feedback. Yeah.
Hello? It's a rubberized black steel pipe.
How's that?
It's
covered with epoxy.
Epoxy.
Yeah, well,
Right now, it's just plain steel. They said they're going to have to paint it before they coat it before they put it in. And I says, well, you know.
They keep changing what they.
Well, their bid was stainless. And then they've raised the bid again from what I saw. It's up to 18 now?
No, down. Because the 18 was for stainless steel, and that was just for the steel. The way I understood it.
Yeah, I think when he was in here the other day, so this just a stainless steel one for that was 18.
He bid it.
No, I agree. I thought we had it in writing it was supposed to be stainless.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember.
That's what we asked for.
Then yeah, came back with the pricing, but I don't know if that's what why he went with the other. Ian, any information on
anything? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, last I knew, I thought they were putting stainless steel pipe in. I'd have to talk to Ken or Tom and find out what they've changed.
I couldn't get to that meeting, and I've heard and read things, and I just wondered why things changed.
Well, according to Ken, it was a lot cheaper, and it will last just as long.
Well, he didn't say just as long. I think he said it would last longer than any of us would be here.
Well,
that
I will keep the company word because I'm going to live to be 110. And that
sucker should be. You do.
I'm miserable. I have to. Just to keep people in line, you know.
Well,
I'm going by the old adage.
If they went by that, you know, the old iron pipe.
Well, that's what it looks like to me, just plain old iron pipe. But then they said they got to coat it with a rubber membrane. But they're going to do the inside too, or are they just going to do the outside?
They said inside too. I thought
it was already coated.
This is not coated.
It's just plain steel piping.
I think I wrote in the minutes. I thought it was going to be inside and out.
I thought, yeah, when you had it in
minutes. Yeah.
The minutes for that meeting?
I did the minutes for the meeting, but you don't have them. Kathy said to wait till the next WW meeting.
Oh, for the sewer meeting.
Yeah. But typing them today, or the other day, I'm pretty sure it said inside and out.
I thought that's what we talked about.
So, you can call your brother-in-law or whoever's got the trailer to see if you can get it back or the air tool.
I can go up and get it if I need it.
Yeah, because they're not hounding me, but they're saying that they want to get some of that stuff out of the way before.
The last I knew, they were going to let me when we were going to have a party, and they've never got a hold of me.
What a fast party!
You know, a trash moving party.
Oh.
And.
Oh, yeah, they should have done that because they moved all that stuff.
I know.
But I told them I see what I can do because, you know,
well,
they're moving. They're doing something over, I don't know, someplace else because I see the trash going over there all the time. So. They got two piles right now.
All right.
One's over here where the tank is, but the tank is going to stay. That portable tank.
The big white one?
No. They're trying to get rid of that. They're trying to sell that.
Yeah. What tank?
Oh, well, the one that came out off the truck.
Oh. Well, you got to heat that. Put it back on the truck.
Yeah, I know.
Any word when the truck will be ready, Doug?
It's almost ready, I thought. I will stop and talk to Ed. I thought he was almost done with it.
Okay. Well, is there some questions regarding the pipes, the lines?
Well, I think we should make up our minds which way to go. If there's a price reduction with the cheaper pipe, you know, is that fair? Or should we stay with the stainless?
What do you think? You think stainless is better?
The stainless will outlast all of us put together.
Right.
Yeah, I mean the stainless steel, that's like the Cadillac. I mean, that's the good stuff. Now, what they're talking about, I'd have to look at it.
It's that the pipe they put in the ground. It's like cast iron pipe.
Like ductile iron
pipe? Ductile iron pipe.
Okay.
Well. And they're talking about epoxy coat. You know, maybe. Ductile is dirt cheap.
Ductile is not dirt cheap, though. So
I mean, compared to stainless.
Well, ductile is cheaper. Well, it just depends. I mean, stainless steel is going to be lighter. I mean, if they're trying to put ductile iron pipe
overhead
and support it, it's really heavy. So. Yeah.
Well, that's why they're digging.
Something just doesn't sound right to me. It's like it sounds like they're using something else.
Yeah.
So
I know they're going to put something in there so it can bounce without breaking.
Okay. Yeah, they left it. What he explained is they left room for it, and they put like a nylon insert underneath the pipe so expansion and contraction over the winter, it can move and not wear steel against steel.
Okay.
That's what he said.
Yeah. Makes sense.
And none of this is actually attached to the building.
No, it can't. I mean,
freestanding.
Right, it's gonna be freestanding.
Yeah.
So it can move. Otherwise, you know.
No. I understand. But I just, you know, I mean, from what they're saying and what they're doing, as far as I'm concerned right now, is two different things.
Yeah, I'd like to have it clarified one way or the other.
Okay. When they said they were going to do a sidewalk, I just thought they were going to do the sidewalk to the one little thing that they only take readings out of it once a day. Mm-hmm. But then they ran it, now they ran it to the fence and on the other side there, because they do something over there once a week or something.
They check the outfall?
Yeah.
Is that what?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
You know where the ladder is that goes down?
No. I haven't been outside.
Okay.
And this is so crazy. This is what we spend most of our time discussing and talking about. And it seems like we just are chasing a tail.
Well, it's not chasing the tail. I think what it is, first of all, I think probably we should have hired somebody else to do the work. No offense, but these guys, they're there, but they're, you know, oh, the grass is too high. We can't do anything because the grass is too high.
Guy, you know, had to go to the hospital for a tick bite.
Yeah.
I never did.
Just little things that's kind of bugging.
Right.
Yeah, but at the same point, like with a tick bite from him, you know, he's got the liability and the insurance and the workers' comp, but he's got to make sure that, you know. I mean, I'm not going to worry about it either personally, but if you're working for somebody and somebody, if they get Lyme disease while they're at work, you know, if they didn't take them to the hospital, make sure it was checked out. Or gets infected or whatever. You know what I mean, though?
Yeah.
He's got covers.
But I don't believe him.
How can he really say that he got it there?
Right. And that was my point.
Through the employer, and it was reported. So.
That's pretty much, you know, if I'm the employer, somebody comes to me and says, I got this while I was working on your stuff.
And prove it.
They don't have to prove nothing. I mean, it's no worse than, you know, slipping and falling while you're out selling snow at home.
It's just cheesy, you know.
No, I get that.
Mm-hmm. Now, all this cement work.
Yeah.
That was extra.
Only because
they had to order a minimum amount of cement.
Right.
Now, I just wonder if that's still the same reason.
As far as I know, yes.
Okay.
All right. Did he get the approval from us for something other than stainless steel?
No, I don't think so. That was what I was wondering, why the all. Now I know he said he changed it because it was a cheap. Then, okay, and then he could keep the old price if you went with the steel instead of the stainless. He said he would have to raise it more for the stainless.
But my thing is, on the same point, if you have a signed contract of bid that specifically states stainless steel, you agree to it, don't they have to do it for that price?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a
question. Well, nowadays, I don't know. I know when I was in construction and they bid on something,
They had 90 days to sign the contract. Now, if they didn't sign a contract within 90 days, then they could raise the prices or lower the prices or whatever it was.
It's only good for so long.
Yeah.
But they can't just change it.
No, they're not supposed to, no.
And, you know, they may give us another option, something to think about. Maybe that's what we're supposed to be doing.
And I got a funny feeling that nobody knows how to weld stainless steel.
You don't have to weld it. It's all coupled.
Okay. This is all going to be welded, he told me.
Really?
Yep, that's what he told me. Says he's going to weld it. He's going to weld it. And no, I'm looking at those, at that pipe, and I don't think there's enough there to go all the way to the end. But sometimes that's deceiving.
Well, I guess we should talk to him about that. The stainless jabs that I see are
a couple
together. I don't know if it's neoprene or EPDM or some.
Rubber.
And then they have these clamps that go on that are absolute.
Right.
But it gives you some expansion there.
Yeah.
I guess we should clarify. I couldn't get here to that meeting, and I just wanted to make sure I knew what I was talking about.
Nobody knows.
For a change.
You're the only one that knows. That's what I mean.
That is true fact. Really?
What?
As far as the sewer plant
goes. Yeah, well, I'm getting to
the sewer. Well, I'm glad you're jumping in.
Yeah, so anytime, feel free. Anytime you
want to
get down,
I'll
pick up and go for a tour.
Well, listen, the thing of it is, that ain't changed the seal. And they go, well, no, they changed it. I says, you know, and I says, why? He says, well, cheaper, we wouldn't have to raise our prices. You know, and that, you know, my brain don't work half the time anyway, so it just kind of split over my head.
That's why we like you.
Oh, exactly. So, but not, you know, then, you know, he's showing me what he's going to do what they're going to do inside. You know, they're going to take those motors and turn them this way instead of having them this way. So vertically, they're going to be they're going to be horizontal. I had to think for a minute.
Yeah, okay. Right now, the air comes out vertically.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just...
Yeah.
Put it together. No brain surgery.
Oh, I don't know. It might be. Other than that, I think that, you know, he'd come to there complaining that they needed the grass. Yeah, well.
He just did it, didn't he, Evelyn?
No, he did it 2 weeks ago or a week ago. Well, but it's up that high.
Okay. Has he been there?
Yeah, he was there. He was there.
That's that right now?
Yeah, that's about that.
So Nick's got to get down.
Yeah.
Okay. Does Nick know that?
I'll come tomorrow.
So we should think about all of this and then the next meeting that we have.
Yeah, see if we get somebody from the sewer up here to explain.
I didn't know that he was in the room.
Well, before we get in front of them, we have to have our mind made up. Mm-hmm. Or make up our mind when they talk to us. Mm-hmm. Material, price for material. Whatever, stainless, whatever. Then we can make our mind up.
Right. But we did have it made up.
I assumed it was stainless. That's...
I thought it was in writing that it was supposed to be stainless for that price.
I think so.
I don't remember off the top of my head without looking. I thought that was one thing we talked about when we.
I don't remember seeing it contrary, but I'm sure there was.
Probably so. If there's a contract in place and it says stainless steel, he's proposing something different, we can review it. Okay. If you want us to take a look at it.
Is a contract?
Yeah, it is, but we can review the material that they're proposing to use and let you know what we can. Yeah. Yeah, that was like the one of the stations they were trying to put a different pump, a different motor in, and the guy that was in charge here from C2A put a stop to it.
Put a stop. You
put
did
a,
it?
Well, I didn't put a stop. I don't know what you're talking
well,
about.
Well, that was the other guy, I think.
Oh, okay.
He put a stop to it. He said, no, that's not what we ordered.
Oh, yeah, no, that wasn't me.
He says, that's not what we ordered. The state says, that's okay. He said, no, but you bid on this, not that.
When was it?
This was one of the stations. I forgot which one.
Oh, when?
Oh, when they were doing the whole reverberation, you know.
All right.
What was that, about 10 years ago?
But he did. If you specify something, right, that's what you would expect to receive. Right. So, not to say things can't change, but, they should typically be reviewed. And
well, I know I did ask him for a breakdown of the two, of the stainless steel and the other, and he never gave us to us.
Well, most common you'll see is stainless steel, you see plastic, polyvinyl, PVC.
Yeah,
but PVC has to be coated. If it's above ground, it deteriorates in the sun.
Yeah, right. Yeah, when you do that.
Yes.
That's why we were going to go with stainless steel. Yeah. Yes.
We were just thinking longevity.
Yeah.
And these are overhead.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're
above ground.
Above ground.
Yeah. About 3 foot, I think. That's what the platform was. He's got one poured. I mean, not one poured. He got one already to be poured. And he's going to pour 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more, I guess.
Now, is this stuff that they're looking at heavier than the stainless steel would be?
Oh, yes.
Physically heavier.
Yeah.
But eighth inch wall thickness of stainless will last probably 500,000 years.
It'll still be there after we all gone away and there's no humans around.
All right, let me check that out and see what the contract says.
Okay, just give yourself a thank you.
Motion on this?
I make a motion. Well,
Kathy, did you make sure that they saw the increase letter?
Oh, yeah, I got your increase letters from the family group. I mean, it's not good, but that's not the one we're doing.
Oh, the annual increase.
Okay.
You know, they're readily as well.
You know what I have to say.
Okay. What is it?
What was it previously? I think you know.
It's on the bill. Look at the bill there. I think it's what, 41? 4166 or something like that?
About $1,200 more.
It's like the second one on the sewer track. 4166 or something.
Sounds right. 4166. I remember seeing that when I was going through them.
So is it just a new contract?
Yeah. Well, they raise it every year. It used to be like 1 or 2%. I think whatever.
This is to go into effect in July 1st.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Already? Well, June 1st is the start of the
fiscal year.
Oh, okay.
So that may be, but it conflicts with this. But anyway, did it give a value for what?
That's the
as the new value. Mm-hmm. Well, if it's about 4166, you think?
look right out there in the abstract. There.
Okay, so it's about $100 more. Well, $1,200 a year.
You may have to just to keep them more honest, put it up for bid next year. I understand why we don't do that, but sometimes it's better.
They look forward to continuing our excellent working relationship.
I know, I saw that too, Jack.
Beauty.
Made me laugh.
It's a little over 2%.
Really? Okay.
And sometimes he used to stay at 1%, but lately he's been whatever the cost of living was.
Okay. This is operations and maintenance, and this was 4256, and this would be 4265.
Yes.
That's what we paid, and this one was 45 or 4256.
And I don't know what that is. I don't know what last year's value was. If you think it was 4166, then 2% is about what they had in rate.
And you weren't here for that meeting, Doug, but they got that Lockwood because they said their trucks were bigger than Fleds, and that's why they got them for that.
Flood. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they said there was so much of it there.
What did they pump out?
The bottom of the bottom of the tanks, or the bottom the of the tanks.
The slugs, then, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. See, this goes back to my thought. They're not taking care of it. There shouldn't be heavy sludge in the bottom.
That's right. It should be pumped out and put into the drying bed.
I told Ken that. Well, maybe it was a spring one time. The drying beds, the stuff was cured. It was freeze drying. I said, he was sitting right there, and I said, you know, that stuff's been done. There's no reason why you can't transfer. And this big argument over the pumps and all that, and it just went away. Well, that tells me they're not taking care of it.
They had to clean it out so they're getting ready for the chlorination season.
Yeah, but should have been cleaned out.
I'm just signing what we're signing.
I know, I'm taking it as that. I just, my thoughts, my opinion.
Mm-hmm. This is part of their daily tasks? Or
they should have
tasks?
Been pumping it much more often if they notice a problem.
Of course, they keep telling us the problem is
they used to have
enough air, which I think is not a true assessment.
It's BS. If you go down and look at the aeration, it's getting a pretty good amount of air up through there. What's coming up out of the ground is so minimal.
Yeah.
But they used to put a polymer in it to coagulate the fine stuff, send it to the bottom, pump it out. Now, I don't know if they're doing it now, but.
Well, those Amex bills we got, that when I put it out, it says polymer on there. I don't know, you know, it says that, but I don't know what they're doing.
I know, and I remember that, but it doesn't say they're using it.
Right, you know.
I questioned this a long time ago, whether they were doing what they were supposed to be doing. And because we're not educated that way, we can't tell. But if you look at common sense and you get bills like that, it tells me they're not doing their job.
Could it be there's too many personnel and not enough
chief.
Not that know what's right. Supposed to be done when it's supposed to be done.
Yep.
Seems like there's so many people and then the turnover.
Well,
individuals, maybe they don't know.
I think things were all right when Tom was there once or twice a week because he knew. And I don't know if he ever gets there anymore.
Okay.
John Bullard.
He's the one that comes here. Each time,
doesn't he? Comes here.
Yeah. He wasn't down in the plant today, but he was last week when I was there. So.
Well, I'm just saying.
No, I know.
Well, maybe that's something we need to look at then.
And I think they told me. I'm not sure. I got to ask him again. But I don't know pumps that we buy from them. I think he's keeping them at his place instead of down here.
That's wrong.
Oh, okay. They are keeping them down here?
No.
No. He's saying it's wrong if they're doing that.
That's wrong.
Yeah. It should be down at the.
And this is another thing that it's just a feeling that if those pumps are at his place, he's using them somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then ordering some more and, you know.
I don't know if our old pumps are being fixed.
No, they're not. There's two used ones down there. He said that they said they're ready to go. But he says they much rather put the new ones in instead of the old ones. But I don't understand that either.
Why are we fixing them?
Yeah.
They are fixable.
But it almost sounds like he's telling me what I want to hear. Now, there's a couple there saying aren't worth fixing. Well, what's wrong with it? He didn't know it. He just said they weren't worth fixing.
The mindset that I'm picking up is it's just easier to buy new.
Well, it is.
Just go buy something. Mm-hmm. You know.
I have a solution.
Yes.
If you'll let me present. If you'll let me give my spiel.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, I'm tired of
talking. No, seriously, you want me to go? I think this would probably be a good time.
So jump in.
So I got a little write up for everything here.
Okay, now I got to get my glasses.
Yeah, like I say, you don't have to read through this in detail. I'm going to... Oh, yeah, sorry. I'll go through it in a nutshell. But, as you recall, you hired C2AE for us to go and do an evaluation of your treatment plant.
Yes.
And come up with some recommendations for improvements to submit for funding, okay? So we've done that preliminary evaluation of the treatment plant. We've been there. We've gone through all Camden Group's records, all the monitoring reports and all that stuff. Okay. So just a couple things. Again, I'm not going to go through this word for word. I think the gist of it is the plant's old. Okay. It's built in 1977. The treatment process is old. It's an antiquated treatment process. It's what we call contact stabilization, which essentially, kind of fell off the map, we'll say 20 years or so ago. All right. Not to say it's not still done. It does work better for smaller plants, smaller flows and stuff like that. But it is an antiquated treatment process. You just don't see a lot of it anymore. The existing facility, I'm probably not going to tell you anything that you don't know. Obviously, you guys had the two package circular treatment units, right? You got the steel tanks with your aeration and your settling. So one of the most important things about the treatment plant, you guys kind of already touched on it a little bit, is you've got to recirculate some of those suspended solids in the system in order for the treatment process to work correctly. This plant realizes a very large influx in solids, okay? I'm sure you've heard Ken say that before. We've gone through the records. It's a fact, all right? So for whatever reason, we've got a couple ideas. There's something going on in the collection system that is causing, all these solids, a lot of solids, and very, very weird influxes of solids to come in to the treatment plant, okay? So that's probably the biggest problem that they have down there is the amount of solids that come in, And, you know, we've looked at it. We've looked at the drawings. We've looked at the system. We've looked at everything. And we got a couple of ideas what might be causing that. And we want to do some more investigation to look into that. You know, just today we were talking internally, C2AD, that you have an inverted siphon that comes into this plant, which is unusual. We don't see that very often. And what might be happening is when you have a lower flow period, there's a belly, right? So it comes down and then goes back up. There might be solids that are building up in that belly. And then if for whatever reason you got a high rain event or there's an increase in flows, that's going to flush all those solids out. So that might be something that's going on that, you know, we can do some investigations and look at that, okay? But again, your plant was built in 1977. It's over 40 years old. You've only got one unit that's currently operable right now, you know, so you got the one side that's down, you know, that they don't use.
Right? Well, they were supposed to be fixing that. I don't see them doing that.
Right. So so by rights, right now, you're really out of compliance because you don't have your redundancy in your system like you're supposed to have, right? So
I don't know why it isn't ready to use it. Back a few years ago, it was ready. I don't know what's not ready.
Okay.
If we could find out.
Sure.
And impress upon them to get it done.
Right. Yep. Yeah. So again, the fact of the matter is you got one side that's running right now and for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Right? You know, your typical life expectancy for a treatment plant for mechanical equipment, 20 years max. Okay, you guys are seeing that now with, you know, all the stuff that's failing and going wrong and so on and so forth. And for those steel tanks, probably about 50 years. So you're reaching the end of the useful life of those tanks. I mean, you got to imagine they're steel. They've been filled with wastewater for 40 plus years. They're probably, you know, not in very good condition.
10 years ago, they were sandblasted
and
epoxy coated.
Sure.
So at that point, the steel was still pretty good.
Right.
So.
Right. 10 years ago.
Yeah. If the coating has held up.
Right.
There was a lot of ifs.
But. Right. But, you know, again, you know, I guess the point I'm trying to get across is that, you know, the plant is getting old and it's getting older and it's you know, not going to fix itself. Yeah. I'm not telling you anything you don't. So
those are the two big tanks, north and south.
Yeah. The ones with the fiberglass.
Yeah.
Roofs
so
over the top of them.
In true light, those need to be replaced.
Correct. Yes. So we'll get, so again, like I say, let me keep going. So, you know, you've got your permitted capacity is 140,000 gallons per day. Your average flow is about 70,000 gallons. Your max flow is 353,000 gallons per day. You know, that was obviously during a wet weather event. As you guys know, there's something going on with the collection system. There's infiltration inflow, you know, getting in there. And that's probably your second biggest problem, right? Because when you have those varying levels of flow, it makes it very difficult, you know, to treat what's coming in, okay, without some sort of equalization, you know, ahead of that. So, you know, some of the issues, your equipment's past its useful life. You know, you've got those heavy influxes of solids that are coming in. You've got those large spikes and flows during wet weather conditions. So right now, you know, as far as big picture, long term, you know, looking into what we would recommend for a project that would be able to be submitted for funding. Again, I think you guys stand a really good chance to get funded. Keep in mind, you've got your income survey that expires this year. So we gotta get the funding application in this year. It's gotta happen. There's two options. You know, you can upgrade the existing system, which is gonna basically just be a complete overhaul of what you got right now. Okay. You know, like I say, replacing all the tanks, you know, replacing all the equipment, major equipment that's in there, and so on and so forth.
What kind of tanks do you use now? So the same
you would most likely put the exact same thing back in, right? If you weren't going to change anything, you know, there's manufacturers out there that still, you know, make this type of equipment, make these type of tanks. I originally thought they were concrete tanks, but we looked at the drawings and they're not, you know, they're steel. You know, concrete's a little easier to fix into place. You know, steel, again, you know, you pull them out, you put new ones back in. But, you know, and then there's a bunch of other improvements we can look at. We could look at headworks and, you know, improving your headworks. You know, keep in mind that I think now's the time, based on the fact that you have your income survey, okay, and you've got some of these exceedances that have taken place, and you've got this letter from the EPA, that you're going to stand the best chance of getting funded for the project. All right. So, again, with that being said, I'm not trying to, you know, force anything down your throat or anything like that, but we want to do, you know, as much as possible as we can do in a project. So your other option, so really, you know, if you rehab what's there now, you know, maybe add some equalization, which will help out with, you know, those spikes in wet weather flows, increase your screenings and grit, which will help out a little bit with some of your solids issues. That's one option, okay?
You said something about you're doing analog painting, right?
You're doing what?
Down there, did you say something about analog, or
no?
I heard that.
Well, what's the modern way to?
That's what I'm getting.
In a minute.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. So your next option, right? So you know, it's in order to do that, you know, it's gonna cost some money. All right. Your other option is to upgrade to a whole new treatment system. Okay. And basically, you know, there's a couple different options that we would look at to handle your solids, because that's the biggest problem in this plant, and there's better treatment alternatives that would handle those solids, you know, coming into the treatment plant. The first is what's called an MBBR, or a moving bed bioreactor. Another type is called a sequencing batch reactor. All right, those are you know, compact type treatment systems that handle those influxes in solids very well, okay? There's some other package systems we could look at too, but really at the end of the day, you know, I think what we have to do is kind of make a decision on, you know, what direction we want to go. I've got a map of the existing plant with the property lines. You can see we have plenty of room. We're not constricted. We're not, you know, the site's not overly constricted. So if we were going to upgrade to a new treatment system, we would most likely build it next to the old. Okay, so probably to the north. That way you can keep the existing treatment system, you know, in.
Property line is just outside the fence.
That's not what we show.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, okay, we're in a few feet. I mean,
well, no, that's probably,
well, 100. They've always.
So, I mean, look at the size of your tank. I mean,
the people that own the land have always said that. I'd say
this is, yeah, I mean, this is right off Oswego County's, you know, right, tax, you know, website.
I don't look at them.
Right. Well, they might be lying to you, I guess.
Well, apparently. I mean, they would. You know.
But, you know, I guess, you know, look at the, you know, those two white circles, those are your two tanks. Right. You know what I mean? They don't take up a very big footprint compared to your, right, you know, your property. And, you know, if we were to build new, you're not talking about anything, you know, much bigger than that.
It had been tossed about too, or suggested
Cook owns,
we'd want to expand it. The townspeople
who come in on
our plant. So
Darwin
owns
this.
Keep in mind, if we're going to look at a plant,
yes,
do we want to consider expansion of our community?
Absolutely. So we want to build that excess capacity in for, you know, and that's only going to help the village, mm-hmm, you know, monetarily if you start, you know, accepting okay, you know, sewage from the town, you know, moving forward.
When we first started this plant, I remember right, we were taking the excess from
Nestle's.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Now we don't do that anymore. Is that why the plant is not really working as good as it should?
No, not necessarily. I think the plant's not working as good as it should because it's old and it's falling apart. This influx in solids, we're going to try to figure that out. And your wet weather.
These new systems, are they, you know, like right now, these have to digest them.
Yep.
Do Do the new systems do the same thing?
They do. Yeah, I mean, ultimately, you still have the same, you know, whatever comes in, you've got to treat, and then, you know, you get your solids and your waste out, and then, you know, you've got to dispose of them. Yeah. So, but there, you know, there's so many other different alternatives for dealing with solids, other than sludge drying beds. I mean, you've got belt filter presses, you got screw presses, you know, things like that, you know, that you can look at. So, you know, there's definitely better, more efficient technology out there. And a lot of these plants now, you know, with instrumentation and controls, you know, they're a lot more self-sufficient. Right? So, you know, typically, you know, on a newer plant like this, you know, everything is going to be alarmed, which I'm sure they have alarms down at the plant now. But, you know, if something were ever to go wrong, you know, sends an alarm right out.
What did we hear just recently? That's
The blowers don't have an alarm.
Yes. So, I mean, that's crazy. I mean, that's a key. You know, if you lose your air in that treatment process, you're in big trouble. So, so again, I think, you know, our recommendation would be to go that route. You know, we think you should abandon what you have now. Not to say, I mean, probably the administration building, we could still use that, you know, to house equipment and controls and instrumentation, mechanical, your generator, we can still, you know, keep that. So there are things we could keep. But, you know, I think long term for the benefit of the village, right now you're just putting band-aids on band-aids on band-aids.
Well, it sounds like that's what we did 10 years ago.
Right.
But at that point in time, it was
the well, thing age of 10, and it got you 10 more years, right?
It was
and
the
now
thing.
Things are falling apart, and you know,
just, the funding is there,
right?
And there's no sense in not going with that route.
Yeah, so that's what we would recommend. You know, again, I can't, you know, probably a project like that is going to cost $2 to $2.5 million to do that. I can tell you that. If you fall under the poverty category through Rural Development's program alone, they will provide you up to 75% grant for a project. Okay.
Yes, so, Skippy, let's go.
So I can I'm very confident that I can get you guys a good funding package for a project. We have to move quickly. That's the thing. I mean,
Zero percentage?
Yeah, you would qualify for 0% through ESC's program. You got to score high enough. So, you know, the one thing I'd add, that's why I was talking to Ken earlier today, because he had mentioned to me that he thought there was a consent order coming from DEC, and apparently that has not been issued yet.
Well, it may never be.
So, but what that means is typically if you're put under a consent order, you're going to get funded.
Yeah.
I mean, that's guaranteed. I still think with, you know, the exceedances and, you know, the letter from EPA that Ken responded to, still score high enough, you know, projects still going to score high enough. And we've got ways to word things and structure things such that, you know, we can get you, you know, get your points. There's a lot that has to be done in the next 3 months. So, you know, do what I tell you is what, you know, there's going to be resolutions. There's going to be things that are going to need to be adopted. There's going to be advertisements that need to go on the paper. And like I say, we'll assist the village with all that. We do it all the time. But with our, such a short time constraint, you know, we gotta move, you know, we gotta move pretty quick.
Well, so, if you can throw a package together, an overview, sure. Realistic figures.
Yep.
You know, yeah, I'm going to have to get to the nuts and bolts. But let us know what we're dealing with.
Yeah, so that'll all be part of our preliminary engineering report, right? So we have to do two things to meet the funding agency's requirements. We have to do an environmental review, which we already started. You guys passed the resolution last month for your lead agency. So we've already sent those packages out to the environmental review agencies. You got to send it to the State Historic Preservation Office, use it, U.S. Fish and Wildlife, DEC, DOH. You know, and they review the site and the project, and then, you know, they tell you if you're going to need a permit for this or that or so on and so forth. So we've started that process, so that's moving. Probably at your next board meeting, I'll be able to present the results of those, those packages that are sent out. Right now, I'm going to tell you, I highly, highly doubt there's going to be an environmental concern. So we'll probably pass a resolution next month indicating that there's, no environmental impacts as part of the project. We'll get that environmental report written. The other part is our preliminary engineering report, where we're going to, go through different alternatives. We'll probably look at, we'll even look at abandoning our treatment plant altogether and shipping it somewhere else. Now, we've already talked about that. Your closest treatment plant is probably Hastings, which is like 8 miles away. So that's, that wouldn't be cost effective. We'll evaluate different alternatives as part of that, but we ultimately have to make a recommendation. That'll all be in front of you when the time comes.
In other words, it'd be trucks that come in daily, weekly to pick up the sludge to send it to them.
No, you would just completely abandon your treatment plant and you pump it somewhere else.
Oh, pump it someplace.
But that's not feasible. I'm just saying.
Okay. Well, I thought you were talking about when they get ready to redo everything.
No. When we get ready to say everything works out right, we get a really good funding package. You guys decide we want to move forward. What we'll do is, we'll keep the existing treatment plant in service while we're building. So that's
right. Right over here,
that's correct. So that's very clear. Like I've told you about your water project, everything else. Get your
flows down.
We got to get the funding, and then from that point, obviously you're going to have to do an evaluation.
I brush how much more
it's going to cost. Yeah, I know you do.
And look at all that, and evaluate all that with you. And then, if everything works out, you're like, yeah, let's go. Then, we take it from there. We would do design and oversee the construction.
Would it be better to put concrete tanks in there, so steel, if you redo this?
Maybe. Again, those are all things that we'll look at as part of our evaluation. Mm-hmm. Again, steel tanks, concrete tanks, you're still, probably pretty close to the same lifespan. Concrete's just sometimes a little bit easier to rehab. That's all. For the time. And this plant, I will tell you, if you do this and this all goes forward, I will be very, very old by the time this plant is going to, be in any sort of major rehab. Well, so hopefully I'm not in the ground.
Okay, so how long do you think you could, that we could start?
It's going to take a while.
Yeah, I know.
So most likely you'd probably be looking at a startup in 2022.
Okay, so it's still worthwhile doing the stainless air pipe.
Yes. Yeah. I would say so. At the earliest. So just thinking off the top of my head, right? So you're gonna submit your funding applications. You'll hear on your funding probably around Christmas time this year. All right. And then obviously it's probably gonna take a month or two to, do some evaluations about cost and so on and so forth, to the taxpayers. And then we have to design it, right? And that's probably going to take most of 2021 to do that. We most likely bid it in the fall of 2021 with construction to start in the spring of 2022. So
that would basically be all brand new blowers, new
everything. Everything would be, it'd be, right off the trailer, everything would be new.
That's completely moving the plant basically like next door to the existing one.
Correct.
Well, okay, so, all right, keep this one in place, make do. Now, you say you'll probably end up being in the northern side of...
Yeah, I mean, just kind of looking at it, because I know, to the south, obviously, I think you start going down the hill there, I think there's some elevation drop.
Yeah, that's really wet out there.
Yeah, and, I know you got your pond. Excuse me, there's a pond there that's not on your property, but yeah, so we would most likely go to the north. Again, I think, just to the north, I mean, you'd probably be just outside of your fence line, maybe 25, 30 feet, with the new station. with the new player, the new tanks. And yeah, so that would, you know, be conceptually be the plan that we would go to the north.
What's the contour to the left of the plant, existing plant?
It all starts going downhill. Okay. And that's where your outfall is. That's where your disinfection chamber is. So, you know, probably the easiest and most feasible option would be to go to the north. Mm-hmm. That bigger building, that's your sludge drying beds.
Is there any part of the old system that we can use?
Other than the building itself.
Drying beds?
You could reuse the drying beds. We probably recommend that you go to something a little bit more compact. Yeah, right. You could leave.
I'd like to see
one. You could most certainly leave them there. I mean, we could still use the sludge drying beds. You know, that's not uncommon.
I'd like to see that press. I mean, that's easy peasy.
Yeah.
Expensive, right. But it's easy peasy.
That's, well, you know, it's really not. Yeah, I mean, it's a little more energy intensive. Well, it's quicker. It's
more efficient. We've talked about it before.
Yeah. And with the solids, so your solids problem isn't going to go away unless we figure out what is going on in the collection system. So I know Ken's group has worked on that quite a bit. Those solids come regardless of whether they come in a slug or they come, you know, over time. So your solids loading is high for whatever reason at this point. The problem right now is it comes in those big, you know, slugs, influxes, and that causes a problem in the treatment process.
Well, that's something to really look at, because getting a new plant isn't the total fix.
You're right. So what we would do as well, we would include an allowance in the project for investigations of your collection system as well as improvements. So say we put an allowance in there of say $250,000 for, you know, to do investigations, whether that's cammering or smoke testing or, you know, whatever we would need to do.
Smoke testing again?
These higher solids, does that come on a high flow day?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yep. So typically,
what I'm wondering, wherever that's a large volume of water that's infiltrated.
Correct. Yep.
Okay. But water goes two ways. It'll go out of the system as fast as it can come into the system. So if we have a loss of water, letting the sludge build up in the whatever tank, in the pipe, whatever, then you get this high flow day.
Yeah.
Pipe cleansing.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm not disagreeing with you there, but, you know, that's, again, that flow, you know, having flow equalization is going to help all that.
So,
you know, having a better head work system is going to help with all that.
Having a new plant is only half of the solution.
I never did understand why they said that this is a flow system. Okay, everything flows one way or the other.
There's a section. There are sections that are gravity flow.
Yeah, gravity flow. In the collection system, or are you talking about the
collection system?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And does that there
are, was that the best way of going?
Well, your collection system is what it is.
I'm just asking if that was the.
It just depends.
So, don't open that can.
So typically a gravity collection system is what you would prefer because it's the less maintenance. It's the least maintenance intensive.
Okay.
Right. You know, everything just flows downhill. There's no pumps. There's no, you know, force mains and stuff like
that. Well, yeah, but they pump it from there to the.
Well, you eventually run out of room where you gotta pump it, right? Yeah. So you can only go downhill so far. You get to a spot and you gotta pump it. Then you can start going downhill again. You gotta pump it. So, you know, that's where you.
For the most part, out there it's relatively flat.
Yeah.
But they use gravity where they could.
Right.
And now you've got to pump it. So.
Yeah. Well, I was just asking if that was, you know, and he said it was. So.
Yeah.
I'll take his word over yours.
Are these drying beds?
I don't blame. He knows what he's talking about.
The most current update type of current of drying beds that they use.
Yeah, I mean, a drying bed is basically just a covered,
new plant or no plant, a drying bed's a drying bed. They're going to use a drying bed.
That's correct. Okay. Yeah. I mean, there are most certainly all different types of technologies that you can use for dewatering, you know, like a press. There's screw presses, you know, that, you know, basically put out a sludge cake like into a bin. You know, there's belt filter presses. There's all different kinds of things that you can look at that'll just, you know, make your solids processing more efficient.
Like squeezing the water out.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, and so leaving
the solids. You know?
Well, I was just thinking that.
And then that water goes back into the plant, it gets treated again all over again.
We were looking at one on a farm. They squeezed the, you know, and they washed it, but then they use the sand over
again. Yep. Then it goes right into a roll-off container, you know, and when it fills up, truck comes, picks it up, takes it away. And
now, what role would this plant play with the water that will be brought into the village and community? Will the water be processed through the wastewater treatment plant, or is that going to have to have?
Well, you'd have to have this, you know,
addition onto this, or will it go to another filtration system?
No, so the water that's coming into the town,
homes and houses.
Yep. So
it'll be going back into this system, refiltered and recycled.
That's correct. So I mean, right now the folks get their water from wells,
right?
Right. So, you know, it's really no different. Instead of getting the water from a well, they're going to get it from a, you know, municipal system.
The folks, it all goes right out and right back into it.
Right.
Yeah, the folks in the town right now who, you know, don't are not on municipal sewer, you know, their water goes into their septic. Mm-hmm.
But this plant will be able to accommodate that once.
Yeah, yeah. So, we, you know, the plan would be to build in, you know, capacity, you know. The way the water project's going out.
You might see an increase in flow.
In the town.
Yeah,
in the town.
Yeah, higher water pressure.
Sure.
Well, the people are, I think, just going to use more water.
Mm-hmm.
And you build that in.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're not going to see a drastic difference in, you know, in flows because you go from a well to a municipal system.
I mean, you're not going to see a drop in water use.
Well, we'll have people outside the village that are going to be contributing to that system as well.
Well, not if they don't have sewer. You got to build up sewer first. Mm-hmm. So the people in the town, the people in the town who are not on sewer now, their municipal water that they use is going to go into their
system. Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying, because we're going to be paying for our water. Are some people going to use less than they do now with their wells?
I mean, it's very hard to say. I would say probably not. I mean, people still need to drink and shower and wash their dishes and their clothes, you know. So maybe a little bit, but.
Well, I know it would be a lot on mine. You know,
in your newer systems, can they handle the differential between low flow and the high flow?
Yeah, so what you would do, you'd install what's called an equalization basin or equalization tank. And what that does is it's a storage that moderates the flow that goes into the plant. So it's a constant flow. You don't have up and down. Yeah. And that increases the efficiency of your plant, you know, tenfold.
That sounds good. That.
So that's what would be our recommendation. So unless, you know, the board's completely opposed to that, that's how we're going to, you know, proceed with for now. And then, you know, once the engineering report's written, you know, we can look at it one more time before we submit the funding application and make a decision that that's the recommendation we want. Well, see, wasn't that?
You know,
I think we should.
Okay, I make a motion that we accept his proposal.
On a replacement.
On a replacement.
I'll second it.
Okay,
all in favor?
Hi.
Yep.
Good,
thank you. Thanks, Gail.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you need me for anything else?
Well, we need you.
I can stay.
We don't know you.
I can stay, that's fine. Yeah, I'll hang out.
All right, is there a motion for the Camden report?
I make a motion we accept the Camden report.
Mm-hmm.
All in favor? All right. Let's see. Codes report is here.
How many do it?
Building permit, zoning permits, total.
Well, you brought in a lot of money since January, huh?
You have to have your post holes inspected before they're...
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Okay. Which I think is kind of stupid myself.
I'm just thinking the same thing. Oh, boy, it must be a good reason.
It used to be 3 feet.
Okay.
Now you have to go 42 inches, which is about 3 feet 6 inches, or a little bit more.
Per se.
Huh?
It's exactly per se. 42 inches is exactly that.
Well,
I did, you know.
I was always taught 48 inches.
How old are you, top? 36.
Well, you're older than I am.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Okay, well, I'll make a motion. Okay.
No, second. All
right,
I'll
pay that. All right. Yep. All right, Paul. Thank you for assisting tonight and being there for us.
Thank you. I don't have a printed report for you. I emailed it to the village clerk, and she can give you a copy of that, or I can email it to you later if you need a copy. But I know pretty much what's in it because it's the same report I give to the IOBL. So, first, under New York pauses, you probably heard the meeting size limits are now up to 25 rather than 10, so that makes it much easier to have a municipal meeting. You still need to worry about masks and distancing and all that, but 25 is a much more manageable number for all of us, so that helps a lot. But still nice to have a Zoom option to bring people into the meetings when they might not be able to be here physically, so I can see how this could be something continuing usefulness in the future, even once we get past all this, this COVID stuff. Zoom, well, I should add the qualifier on that. The what we're doing now under Zoom, in terms of being the primary way of conducting a meeting, it's been extended by executive order, but that's only through July 7th. Now, that's not to say that under ordinary times, you couldn't bring people in like your village attorney who couldn't be here otherwise. But I'm guessing that after all this experience has gone by, there might be some changes in state law having to do with being able to hold meetings routinely in this way when it's necessary.
I think it's a great idea, really.
Well, it's a good option to have.
People have to travel a long distance, they can just...
Yeah, it's a good option to be able to have.
Yeah, it is.
So it's a kind of an evolution of how we transact business.
Is this something they just come up with because of this, or is Zoom always been in?
No, actually, early on in this whole thing, one of the first orders that the governor did was to supersede open meetings law to allow for this type of meeting, because normally you had to meet in person and couldn't meet any other way.
I've been doing Zoom meetings since December.
Yeah.
Because I've never heard
in of other that. In other walks of life, it's been happening, but in terms of municipal government, Zoom wasn't an option until recently because of the governor's
executive. But a lot of industry.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And there are a lot of organizations that are far-flung, and they got people all over the place. And so I know that since Tug Hill's been able to do that, we used to do a weekly conference call over the telephone, and now we've switched. Since we've got Zoom available to us, we're doing the meetings via Zoom, and we'll probably be dropping the conference call line that we were retaining. So, speaking of Tug Hill staff, Tug Hill staff is under a 50% in-office limitation. We were all still working, but those that are working out of the Watertown office, 50% of them are working out of the Watertown office, and 50% of them are working out of their homes. They've got a schedule worked out on depending on what day it is, whether you go into the office, whether you work from home. But everybody's still working full time, and because we're off the limit that for a while we couldn't travel for work, we now can travel for work. So that's an option for you. And kind of related to that, it occurred to me that back when all this started on March 18th, Matt Johnson from Tugdell was scheduled to come down and meet with me that day about zoning and planning and other projects in process. And then, of course, everything went topsy-turvy after that. That wasn't an option after you could no longer travel for work. Now we're being able to do that. I checked with the mayor and I checked with Matt, and I have Matt scheduled for you for your next meeting on July 15th. So he is confirmed, and the mayor confirmed that it was put on the parish engine. So you can move forward on that, slightly postponed for March 18th. A couple workshops coming up. Again, this will be in the report that I sent to the village clerk. If you want the details, or they're up on the Tugdell website, www.tugdell.org. There's a workshop tomorrow on justice court options. It doesn't apply to you as much because, of course, you've got town court. So that doesn't apply to you as much, but basically having to do with consolidation and cooperation in court functions. The other workshop that I'll be passing along to the planning board is a workshop on planning transparency, which sounds interesting. I have for you a limited number of copies of the Tugdell Recreation Guide. And I should have some more for you in the near future, but that's a good starter supply for you and the public. And only other thing I had that I wanted to ask about, because I wasn't physically at your last meeting, was last month on May 6th, I believe it was, I renewed your email arrangement for the next year, and I submitted a bill to you. I don't think I've gotten a check on that.
No, we just signed the invoice.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I hadn't missed seeing a check in the mail, because sometimes it happens.
Yeah.
Kevin says, why haven't you cashed a check yet? I go back and look through my mail and I find out where I got it.
Yeah, there was one in there for.
Yeah, I got the other check that was processed through Santa Rivers, but I hadn't gotten that one. So I just wanted to check and see where that was and the status of all that. So
that's for March.
Yeah. So that's, I think that's all I had for you for tonight.
Good.
Oh, yes.
This ID meeting, ID number meeting. It's not the phone number, that's the ID to get into the meeting.
Yeah, are we looking at an email having to do? Oh, what are we looking at here?
The meeting ID number is, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So the meeting ID number, that's with the Zoom meetings, and that's if you're logging in through Zoom, it asks you for a meeting ID number.
You can punch that in. But you still need the phone if you're at the phone.
If you're dialing, and that's assuming that your computer has at least a microphone. Mm-hmm. For you to be able to participate. If you're dialing in the phone number, then you need, I guess the way it works is it prompts you for a meeting number and you punch that in and then you get into the meeting. So that reminds me that something I want to pursue with you sometime in the near future is you probably have some computers that would probably benefit from having either at least a microphone and maybe a webcam. Now webcams are still in kind of short supply and prices are still higher because of supply and demand, I guess, basically. It's like I was looking online at webcam prices, and I saw a review.
But don't they come with on the computer?
Some do and some don't. It's here's my laptop computer for work. Now, this is an older one. It's got a microphone, but it doesn't have a webcam.
Oh.
So some of the older ones don't. Not all of them do.
Most because I know I didn't see
your
picture.
Yeah.
And that's got a camera.
Most of the newer ones do. For example, the mayor's computer. Now, the mayor's computer works just fine.
Now, the one I got upstairs, which is 5 years old, it's also got a camera.
Yeah. Some do and some don't. But like I said, the mayor's computer, she can and has participated in webinars in the past because her computer has speakers. But she doesn't have a microphone. And for things like Zoom sessions, it doesn't have a camera, so you can't see her. Now, you can put up a static image. It may not matter that she doesn't have a camera, but there's times it might be useful. So I just wanted to bring that up as something that we probably want to talk about a little bit more in the future. Oh, and one other thing, as Columbo would say,
Back towards the beginning of the year, Microsoft stopped supporting Windows 7, and we have several Windows 7 computers. Now, at the time we were working on that, before all this came along with COVID, we were looking at possibly replacing some computers. Since then, I've gotten some more experience in taking Windows 7 computers and successfully converting them to Windows 10. And if we could do that, that would save Village some money, which, since we're looking at possible revenue shortfalls for things like sales tax and money from the state, might be something worth considering. If nothing else, it might free up a little bit of money for you to buy webcams. So the worst that would happen is I would try doing a conversion like that. It wouldn't work, and you'd have to buy a computer, but you're no further behind where you would have been, what you're planning on doing anyway, because you were planning on replacing a couple of computers if necessary, because Windows 7 is no longer being supported and is no longer as secure as it was in the recent past. So I just wanted to let you know that I talked to the village clerk, and we're going to be looking at her computer to do an update on that. And I've talked to Kevin a little bit about that. And I've also been in touch with the wastewater treatment system and doing some upgrades on the computer down there, the wastewater treatment plant.
Now they're in a 7?
I believe they are.
And Kevin?
Kevin is on Windows 7 and the clerk is on Windows 7. So they're all on a new enough version of Windows that they could, I think they have a pretty good chance they could be upgraded to Windows 10. And that would put them on a good, secure, modern version of Windows. So I just want to let you know that I'm still working on that. And there's been a slight shift in plans. If we can make it work, that could conceivably save the village a little bit of money, which is not a bad thing in these times.
Yeah.
I was on a Zoom meeting the other night, and there was 84 of us.
Wow. Never been in one that big. I think the biggest one I've been on was probably a couple dozen.
Okay. I make the motion that we accept Paul's report.
Second. Oh, and one other thing, while we were here, while I was able to look up things online, Dave, I think we need to talk further about how you're managing your email. Your email inbox was at capacity.
Just literally, I just looked at it as 4, 5.
Yeah, well, we need to figure out why it is that there's that discrepancy, because you have like twice the storage space that anybody else does, and it's full.
Okay.
So there's something somewhere that we're not seeing that we probably need to
get. I'm looking at that.
Yeah.
Didn't we have that problem with George's before, Paul?
It might be, and I don't know what Dave is using for a test or for a client for his email. Codes officer was using a desktop computer and using Thunderbird as a program, and I sat down with him and we worked through some settings, and that fixed that. So he's been good since then. But if you're doing things in a different way, then you need to take
the phone. Yeah, I'm doing it on the phone. So I may have to log in on a computer.
That might be, because it might be that one of the things I run into for people who are primarily using their phone is the system doesn't seem to be too smart about
actually deleting
the emails and actually making them go away forever.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe a setting that we need to change where it's not doing that now when it should. But if it's been in the trash can for 30 days, then it can be finally deleted rather than just hanging out in there. Because it might be that the trash can may have stuff in it that you've gotten rid of, you're done with, but the trash isn't smart enough to empty itself. And that might be why you were getting some messages and not with others, because you weren't quite up to the limit. Mm-hmm. So small messages probably got through, but anything big or with an attachment might have gotten bounced. So,
okay.
So we can take a look at that after.
Yeah, no problem.
Is it safe to say you're full of
it? I'm always full of it.
All right, motion. We've done that. Yep. All right. Let's see. Water project. We had that Zoom meeting on the 11th for the joint boards and had a bit of an update with the water project, and then tomorrow night with the town meeting, Carrie will be there to discuss any kind of water project update. And the committee representatives we have from the village would be the two board, Jackie and Dave, volunteered, and then with two residents representing on the committee would be Doug, but being that he's still on the board, Kevin will step in until Doug is not in the, on the board in September with the elections, and then Jay Little Boy from the village. So is there a motion that we can...
Jay
Little Boy. Matthew, is that his name?
No, it's, I think, Richard.
Richard, okay, Richard. Right, Richard.
Okay, I make a motion we accept those.
Second.
Right, all in favor?
Right.
All right, let's see, wastewater treatment plant mowing. Nick's doing the mowing, and he had suggested that because we had the Kubota that we could get a mower attachment for that machine, which would be more of a purposeful for that size or for that area rather than the machine we use.
If we get one,
I think we want to. I think it's too big for
what we have to do.
Well, I was going to say, we get one, we get a finished mower that goes on the back and not in the middle. You don't understand what I'm saying?
You're talking about a brush hog?
No, I'm not talking
about a brush hog.
We got a brush hog. I'm talking about a finished mower.
Nothing says I can't get you.
Yeah.
It's just that there's things that could be hit that don't want to be hit.
Right.
That's why we went with a smaller mower. It's like a 32-inch cut.
Yeah.
Just got to get it fixed.
I can get found to get it fixed.
Also, the cemetery has two the commercial grades that, because they're getting a new one and they're putting theirs out to bid to sell. He just wanted me to mention that. He wanted me to mention that to you.
Well, let's think about it. When are they going to bid it out?
Soon. Because they just got their new one.
Okay, he left all the snow, but then we can act accordingly.
I'll ask Nick about it.
Okay. The Sherry copier, we had made a decision we would continue to share, and I had mentioned at the meeting that we're going with a new leasing committee or a new leasing company. So new payments will be $134.40 per month, and then a documentation fee, which is standard for all copying, which is $89.50, and that's just a one-time fee. And the town went with a two-year lease agreement for the copier. IMAs, we should have copies of those in front of you, and this should be the final copy. Hopefully, this will be passed and approved by the town board and
planning board and the ZBA board.
Right, planning and ZBA. So hopefully you flip them over and any questions. If not, and Steve's not here tonight to address that, but
I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any questions for Steve regarding this? These two IMAs, and we can approve them by the village board, and then the town can take care of it tomorrow night.
Yep.
Any questions for Steve? If not, is there a motion for the planning board?
I make the motion that we accept the
IMA for the planning board.
Yeah.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Right.
All right, zoning board, IMA, is there a motion?
Well, they're all, you know, I'm making a motion to that. Mm-hmm. Actually, I should have made a motion for both of them at the same time. The ZBA board.
I'll second it.
Planning board and the ZBA board.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Let's see. And they're still working on the lease agreement, which should be forthcoming.
Yeah, but unfortunately, it's a lot more back and forth than I was expecting.
Yes.
Okay. That is okay. Mr. Gannant is dealing with the difficulties of the COVID-19 stuff, too. So, slowly and surely, it sounds like we've got a meeting of the minds, or just waiting for a final draft and everything to be approved.
Well, thank you for all your time and effort on that.
Meetings of my pleasure. That should be you and that thing.
Very small meeting
over there.
Yeah. Very short. Anything else? The reference to the vehicle, which is nearing completion and repair for the water treatment. It's at the garage, so one of the statuses we
It was partially done last time I went down, and I don't know if it's in.
Yeah, we'll hear when it is, and we'll get the billing for it anyway. All right, library request. We have a request from Nancy Bookheimer, who has asked that Jackie, Library Board of Trustees, would like to have the Village Board approve the appointment of Jackie Murphy for a 5-year term, replacing Karen Dalen, who resigned from the board.
Do we know her?
Hopefully, no.
No, they asked if I could serve on that if I recluse myself from any voting, because I can't vote for myself. That was a problem with the. That's what the guy from Albany said. That mm-hmm. The fact that I can't vote myself in, so they wanted.
You have to abstain.
But we have. We'll be having.
But is there going to be is there going to be conflict of interest?
That's what they wondered if I didn't have voting privilege, if there was still a conflict.
Well, there's. Legally, I believe as long as you don't vote on anything that has to do with the library.
Yeah, that's what the deal.
But I don't know if it's.
Well, when we talked to the mayor and I talked on speakerphone to the guy, first he emailed us and then he said, but he just said, really, it's not a good idea.
Right.
You know, for anything, you know, not just for voting, but he said, any of it.
Right. I told him that. That there was a conflict of interest, so they just wanted Karen Oaks wanted me to ask if I could do it without voting. Because right. I guess they need a number. I don't know.
Was it board consent?
The library is its own entity. We control the building. We don't control what they do. So, is there still a conflict? But like you say, if you don't do any voting here, it should be all right. I would think it'd be all right.
Because he's talked about
it seems to me, Steve Canese here, the biggest conflict of interest would be things like when you're talking about the funding for the clock, the library. Those are things that I could see being viewed as a conflict of interest. To serve on the library board, they might view you as having a vested interest in the library getting the best deals, so not necessarily in the interest of the townspeople.
I had the thing that he sent. Did I give that to you, Kathy, what we printed out?
Well,
it says village law provides that no person may simultaneously hold an elective and an appointed village office, with the exception that not more than two members of the Board of Trustees may be members of each board or commission. This exception allows a trustee of a village to hold the position of a paid commissioner to the village police department, which, because that's what he was quoting, but I didn't think that made any sense as to our situation.
He gave us a whole long thing that had various different situations on there, and then we told him you were deputy mayor.
I just hear that we have repeat people doing repeat jobs, and not double dipping, but double duties, and for some this is creating a problem, whereas. You know, there are people out there that maybe they need to be tapped into coming into the activities of the village. Not that it's you couldn't do it, but I just see that somebody here is doing that job, but they're also doing this job, and somebody else is doing this job, but they're also doing that. So now here she's on the board and she's there too. You know, it's like we're running the show, and yeah, it may be legal, but we don't really need to run the show, and let's get some other people into the picture. That's just my opinion. And, you know, if you're willing to do it, that's great. But maybe we need to open it up and they need to encourage some others to get to that position rather than, oh, you're on that board and you're on this board too. I don't know.
All right. Well, it's all about that we discussed it. That's what it
well, again, it's the board's decision, but that's just the way I see it.
I don't have anything.
That's a first for you.
Well, come on. I don't see a problem, but you know, if you don't vote, if you really don't take any action here concerning the library, or vice versa, then there really shouldn't be a conflict. I mean, there's people out there that are going to pick right up on it. And, so, you know, backstabbers.
So I think it's up to you. If you want to, if you think you can separate the two, go for it.
How often do we vote regarding the library?
Once a year. Generally.
Unless they bring up something.
For something like this, or if they wanted to tell us that they were going to put an addition in.
Yeah, that's just what the thing is. They have that major, because he asked, they have that major building project now when there's going to be a lot of.
There'll probably be more things.
That's,
what,
that's the only thing for that.
By the other hand, if she's on there, she can also keep us informed too of that stuff. So is that going to be a legal issue?
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't see an issue with it personally.
Well, we could try it. If it becomes a problem, then you'll have to find something else to do.
Yeah. How long do you take it for now?
It's a 5-year appointment.
Yeah, it's a 5-year appointment.
That's all right. You can quit anytime.
And you, yeah.
You can come up and mow my lawns for me.
All right, well, it's up to you guys. I'll leave it up to you, sir.
I don't have a problem.
I don't have a problem with it. Yeah.
But I would say it's up to you when you see the red flags going up.
Yep, you're right. Yeah.
You're going to know it sooner
than later. Oh, yeah. It amazes me that people don't even know we have a village election.
Probably don't even know we have a library.
We have a library?
So, you're comfortable being on both boards?
Okay.
All right, tree removal. We've got a...
it is the... In our logbook, they say trees are not the responsibility of the village, but is the responsibility of the homeowners.
Which trees?
No.
Where is this
tree? Are they within the right of way?
They're on the right of way.
So you found that dimension?
Craig checked it out.
From the center?
Craig checked it out.
Okay, so the middle of the tree, we'll take half the tree down.
Mm-hmm. I know which ones he's talking about.
Huh?
I said, I don't know which trees he's talking
about. Well, he was going to contact the tree service, get a dollar value. And I was talking to him also. And if you split the cost with the homeowner, they've been a problem for the last 20 years or so.
The homeowner or the trees?
The trees. Oh. I mean, the homeowner's been longer than that.
Where is this tree at?
Union. Right on the corner of
Union
and Church.
All right.
So the county has been taking care of a lot of problems there, but it's always been the homeowner's responsibility, and they refuse to do it. And when a limb comes down and lands in the road, then the county does.
Okay. All right.
So they want to eliminate the problem before anybody gets hurt.
I got a guy who I haven't put a bid in.
You got a guy?
Yeah.
Well,
the same guy.
Wherever the bid comes from.
Yeah, well, the same guy that
did it. Wherever that comes from doesn't matter.
No.
What you got to do is get a contract between the homeowner and the village.
Yep.
To go 50-50 on it, if that's the way you want to do it. The book says it's the landowner's responsibility. So.
Well, that's on the right of way.
Well, some is, some ain't.
The other was to take the trees down and leave the homeowner with the option for stump removal. We just do take the trees.
Well, whatever way you want to work it, that's why we're here.
So?
Well, to get the trees down, would be the goal.
Right.
Is it more than one tree?
Oh, yeah.
Two. I don't.
It could be another one, but that's further down.
And that's
apparently he's looking at two down there, right down.
Yeah, the two right by the corner. Well, it's always been an issue for as long as I can remember. The guy that he just passed away recently, and he never thought it was his problem. So maybe it isn't. I don't know how.
And this guy
divided it up.
The guy that lives there doesn't own it. Mm-hmm. As far as I know.
It was his son, right, that lives there now?
Oh, I don't know. All I know is
Don still lives there.
Did they buy the place? Because last time I understood that somebody out in California owned it. They were just written it.
It's a mortgage company that has the mortgage company in California.
Well, is that what it was?
It is, yeah.
Well,
I
so are these people the owners
here
that we're dealing with?
As far as I know, yeah. The Mollies are, yeah.
Okay.
So, Craig, tell Jim, tell whoever has to be told, and get something going.
Yeah, we'll see what invoice submits for a price, too. And then you had somebody in mind?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll go from there. All right, we've got... Williamson Law contract renewal support contract for software, $503.
I'll make a motion that we pay it.
Sorry.
Right. Contract.
Yep,
aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And the Village Sewer software support for $1,007 renewal contract. Motion for that. Billing software.
That's what we just did. Yeah.
This is a tax collection for $500.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, only one.
This is sewer for $1,007. So we have two to approve.
One comes out of the check and one comes out of the
general sewer. And sewer.
Yeah. One comes out of sewer, one comes out. General. I make a motion that would pay the sewer one.
Second. Okay.
Chips, our new allotment is $25,918.94. And that with all our chips and paved New York and litter recovery.
Okay.
And that was, we did get the reimbursement of about $40,000. What is that? $40,434 was reimbursed from last year's work that was done. And then for this year allotment, we had 13,000 rolling over. So now we have 25,900 to work with for this year. And that's what we will be.
Now, should we obtain three bids to do Edict Drive?
Yes, I believe we should. If we can,
you would have to advertise for that.
Legally, you're supposed to, yes.
I realize that.
Well, I'm just throwing it in there.
I'm going to turn a bid in.
Good. To shoot me?
No. That's understood.
That's in the fine print at the bottom.
I know.
So, we have one at 13.5, so. This is for work at Edict Road.
13.8,
wasn't it?
I think so.
Was it
8? Mm-hmm.
Oh, you
mean it. Well, you're going to get a hard copy here shortly.
I haven't seen everything else.
Yeah, you will.
So that work will be, what they do last time on here, the thing here that said Edict Pond, they did ditching and that's all?
The town did some work to save the base.
Okay.
And improve the drainage. So if it gets paved, it'll be 2 inches or inch and a half taller, which will help things with the water runoff.
Okay. Oh, the town was cleaning the ditch down there on for the sewer.
Okay.
Yeah.
They gave me just enough room to get through that.
Yeah, they do a little every year.
Yeah.
Now they place the cobblestone on and then oil over.
No, that's
the cobblestone under the road and paper on top. And then
that's oil and stone, or what they call chip. Oh, okay. But this is going to be asphalt. Yeah. Just like
this is the past work that was done.
Yeah, right. Right. An effort to save what's there.
Well, that would be a good job done, I'm sure. And that, okay. Craig said that finishes off pretty well. Our
thanks. It does it. So we should be good for another 10 years.
Mm. All right, courtroom modifications. Spoke with the judge, and they will be opening up in July to start court, and that's what these little petitions are for. We're free to use them if we are made to or would like to. That was compliments of the town, I believe. They
probably the courts. Probably the court probably sent them to them.
No, Carl made them.
Oh, Carl made them? Oh, okay.
This is requested from the town. Now, the court will have screens across the front here for their use. And they will be using the gym and marking out the gym for their 6 feet markings. Distancing and use of masks. Shields will be hung at the ceiling over the bench.
It'll be interesting. They have to make a crowd here some nights.
Well, they're said they're backlogged since February, March, so they've got a lot of catching up to do. He figures they'll be doing 2 or 3 starting in July and keeping pretty busy.
In other words, 2 or 3 a week, or 2 or 3 a month.
Yeah, probably have a full night. They will be, or have been told they have to have a, he said a fogger, I don't know if it's a fogger, defogger. Hopefully, he said about $300-$400. He's hoping that the court system will pay for that. I am too, because I don't know if the village is going to be footing that bill. But he said it runs in that, they have to have it, it's in that price range, 3 to 4.
Well, he has a budget.
Yeah, and then Ben has to make sure that he does the sanitizing after they hold the court and make sure that the room and the gym have been addressed every day after every use, before and after use. So he'll have to write up some kind of instruction sheet for Ben. And as I said, this is to begin in July, first Tuesday in July, that the court system gets back into operation.
And will that cost us more money to have to pay Ben to clean?
Well, that's our question when he has to sanitize and the town.
You gotta do it.
Yeah.
Well, the town will be using this room as well. And this, how much is, where did the cost sharing go?
Let me see. How much are we charging them now for rentals of the place?
$20,500. Depends on who you talk to.
$20,500. Okay.
So
that's probably
we can assume those costs.
Part of that, you know, money could be part of the, you know, cost of the, or we could add a more.
Well,
board's discussion and discussion.
Yeah, you might have to find out what the budget is that they have, what their
allotment is for all this stuff. He didn't seem to have any yet kind of detail. But okay. It is obviously going to be more expensive. And this is what, at the county meeting, they were saying, why are we owing to all these different municipalities and having to do all the cleaning? Whereas if they went to maybe 3 sites across the county, then there's one cleanup, and then they can hold their courts. So there are different avenues to be looked at.
The cleaning can't be a lot of money.
Well, it depends on how much gets done and how big their facilities are.
Well, for us.
Right, ours is
And it's another, just another gimmick to charge you more money for special sanitizing
protocols.
To get the fogger, that, I like that idea.
What's the fogger for? For the glasses?
No, for the room. The room.
Yeah.
Basically, fogs the room so you don't have to scrub everything, correct?
The fog gets everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see. It's just kind of like a sanitizer.
Yeah.
It's a like a sprayer.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You know, I'm a simple man. You got to explain.
Thank you.
We'll need to write up a list of instructions on what he wants done and how it has to be done.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's
knowing that. All right, so that's where the court's at, and he's going to get back to me on whatever information he comes up with. He brought that in today, telling us that they will be opening up courts in July and trying to get caught up after all the delays that they've had. Carp, anything from Carp?
Yeah, they have a ozone day.
Oh, okay, and you said they might do the market?
Yes, you don't know? Yeah. They haven't decided anything yet. Okay. And then they're supposed to be putting those banners up starting tomorrow.
What banners are those?
For the APW seniors.
Oh, I see them in people's houses.
I think they're going to have them up on the poles.
Oh. Are they going to use the second pole that doesn't have the X on it?
Hopefully, because we told them that. Okay. And I think Craig's going to help them.
Word to the wise.
Okay.
That's about it.
All right. Anything else? The old or the town board meeting tomorrow night at 6:30. If you're interested in that, it's a Zoom meeting. Anything else? If not, our monthly meeting next month, July 15th.
No, we don't have
it. And Matt Ian will be with us. And August 10th, quarterly meeting for the wastewater treatment plant. At 6 p.m. September 10th, joint board meeting, 7. All right, payment of bills.
General fund vouchers 1 through 20 in the amount of $15,464.08.
I make a motion to pay it.
I second it.
No in favor. Okay. And sewer 1 through 15
in the amount of $19,424.75.
I'll second it.
In favor. All right. Sewer debt service voucher 1 in the amount of $13,432.
I'll make a motion to pay that.
I'll second.
Okay. And the TNA 1 through 7 in the amount of $10,628.85.
I'll make a motion to pay it.
I'll second.
In favor. All right. Anything else?
I make a motion that we adjourn.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And
who's second?
I'll second.
Okay.
Deal. No, you can have tomorrow.
I have copies of the budget.
Where will that be? They're there for us to be able to enjoy.
For the zoning and planning. Thank you.
Back on Monday.
I'm going to bring it back on Monday. No, that's your copy.
Yeah, we may talk to the zoning officer.